Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And a lot of things going on. Getting ready for a big rally on Saturday at the Capitol. I'll bring you more details coming up in a little bit. But, you know, if there is something big going on, we're going to be there. And, of course, we will have our T-shirts for sale if you would like to get in on that. $20 gets a very nice T-shirt, very comfy T-shirt that says, if you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me. And I'm okay with that. it's those pithy sayings. What can I say? You know what? Speaking of buying one, how about in, a little bit, keep you hooked on, we give one away. If you are interested in buying one just to get it before we get sold out, because we've only got about 25 left. It's very limited supply. So call the station at 884-8000 if you'd like to see if they still have your size, if you'd like to pick one up early. 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question. Are you good with the DOJ? Do you agree with them? They're going after Google in an antitrust lawsuit. Do you support that? Love to hear that. I've got an email here that I would like to share with you. And we're going to actually open up the phone line here because Jeff Church is joining us right now, and he is running for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. And so I want to make sure that Jeff hears this as well, because he's waiting in the pipeline, actually, is what we like to say. So this is from a 16-year-old who I just adore, and not because he likes the show. It just, I've met him in person and his family and just great people. You know, people who want to be educated, want to know what's going on in the society around them. So here is Meg's email this morning. Hi, Monica. Being a student in a Washoe County school, I can tell you firsthand that it is corrupt. First of all, they censor every website that has to do with guns, which is going against both the First and Second Amendment. Also, school in itself is unconstitutional. The Founding Fathers meant the government to be a small force for the people, by the people, not a big force of tyranny. The mere fact that school is mandatory is tyrannical. On another note, I am amazed to see that healthcare is even in the ballot. Not only are handouts un-American, but healthcare on the ballot is overreach of the government. The forefathers meant all business, schooling, and healthcare to be separate from the government. It is so nice to know that there are some well-educated kids out there. But you know what? I don't think he got there because of the school district. I think he got to this point because of his family. So joining us right now, running for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees against Scott Kelly, is Jeff Church. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Monica.
Every time I see your campaign signs, I think, take a bite out of crime.
Yeah, Watchdog Jeff. That's my website, and that's the sign, watchdogjeff.com.
I know it's the sign. I have it in my front. I have it in my front yard area in my landscaping. So, Jeff, how is the campaign going for the school board?
It's going very well. I mean, Scott Kelly, as you know, my opponent, got caught literally with his pants down, had to resign from the board, and refuses to answer questions about his ethical violations. So anybody that reads the paper, follows the news, will know. But we have to still reach out to those other folks that don't know and don't really follow the school board. And Monica, in any county, it's the most important elected board position. The education of our kids, indoctrination of the kids, the safety of the kids. And in most counties, it's the biggest budget in the county. So it's the most important.
Okay, I do want to clarify one thing, just because people, they hear what they want to hear and they read things into. When you used the term caught with his pants down, this is nothing that has to do with anything sexual, anything that has to do with kids like this. This is from a personal standpoint with anger issues and social media and things like that. So I don't want there to be any confusion of what that statement meant. Okay, Jeff?
All righty, yeah. It's, you know, there were issues raised, but I'm sticking strictly to the facts, and mainly the stolen media account, fake identity accounts that he allegedly, I have to say that word, but he refuses to deny them, he allegedly created, including stealing my identity for Facebook.
You know, this is such an important position. And Jeff, for so long, people have ignored it on the ballot. They just maybe vote for somebody who they see the most signs for, or the bigger signs, or who their friends are voting for, or even just marking off the first name or a name they recognize. Why is the school board so important to the future of not only this county, but to the state and the country?
Well, thanks for asking, Monica. I've got a Reno Gazette a Journal article in front of me. Quote, Nevada is worse on ACT, 89% of state graduates not college ready. Now, Monica, the really sad news on that is it's dated August of 2016, and since then we've gotten worse. We are last in the nation. I mean, we were bad in 2016, now we're worse.
We were above Mississippi, and now we're below them. So, but this is how things have to change, Jeff. And what do you see as one of the glaring issues that you want to go in and fix, or, you know, you have other people you have to work with, attempt to fix with the Washoe County School Board?
Well, number one, Monica, we really need to get Craig Westner and Matt Montanese on as well. And I know some of your callers the other day, and because I listen to you religiously every time I can when I'm not campaigning, they were wondering why they didn't see us on the ballot. Unfortunately, or whatever, just the way the system is, half of the county will not see us on the ballot because Sparks and North Valleys and that area will cover in 2022. So we'll got to field some good candidates then. But for those people that are in Reno, Washoe Valley, Incline Village, you will have us on the ballot. And there will also be an overlap. You will have, for example, maybe both Matt and Craig Westner, or both myself and Craig Westner, because of the way the system is set up. So don't be confused. That's valid, and vote for both of us, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And, you know, it's just like any other ballot. You know, you're not going to see all the senators on there. You're not going to see all the assembly people on. Well, you will see all the assembly people, forgot about that, every 2 years. Yeah. But it's just something that, you know, look at your specific ballot and try to go from there. But voting down ballot, getting the church, getting the judges, getting the Washoe County School District, Board of Trustees, the region, these are really important to the community. And you've seen this go on for a long time. Basically, it's gotten us to this point of people not doing their due diligence.
Correct, Monica. And again, Washoe County is only one county. You have great listeners in Lyon County, in Carson City, Minden, Douglas County. So all of them, take a look at your ballot. And I honestly don't know who to endorse in those races, but the school district is so important. And you asked me earlier what's important. Number one is the quality of education. We have to think outside the box and come up with innovative solutions. I want people to come to Washoe County to say, how did you do that? How did you turn it around so quickly? I want us to be, you know, the model and not the laughing stock of the country.
So our academic standards have been lowered and lowered and lowered to get the graduation rates up. Do you look at bringing those standards back up to making sure that the kids who graduate from a Washoe County school, that they can go on into college and be ready?
Absolutely, Monica. And I have ideas, but I still have to be a team player and work with the other six members. And that's assuming I get on, so vote for Jeff Church. But, Monica, there's a lot of ways. Number one, one thing I posed, how come only the rich kids get to go to boarding schools? We have kids that are homeless, kids that parents are in prison, they're living with a grandparent who's not supervising them, et cetera. I want to look into using that wasted WC1 tax money to build a live-in academy where the kids want to go, where they can succeed, where they're not getting in trouble on a Friday, Saturday night, where they're happy, where they're with friends and peers, and almost like when I was in the military, you know, the barracks and the camaraderie. I want to build that for the school district. That's just one idea I have.
And making sure that the schools are available for the kids who want to learn. You know, I'm so tired of the bullying issue. And it's not just the kids when it comes to bullying, because there are a lot of teachers and administrators out there that are bullies as well. And I mean, Jeff, I hate to say this, but when we see conservative kids in schools, we know that there are teachers on the left who they're just not so kind to them. And that comes to their grades as well. How do we fix something like that?
Well, it's interesting. That's why I think so many teachers are supporting me, and the teachers' union's not supporting anyone. So that tells you something right there. Obviously, they're not going to support me as a conservative, but the teachers themselves know that I will support them in teaching facts, you know, the three R's. Whatever they're teaching, I'm going to support them. And when you have the bad kids in the classroom that act up, instead of the principal telling the teacher they did something wrong, I want to support the teachers. And I think that's why I get so many emails on that regard. And we want our kids to be happy. We want our parents to be happy. And we want the teachers to be happy. And right now, morale is just at an all-time low.
I don't see how we've let it get this far. And it's all about money. Is that something that you're going to be looking at if and when you get on the board?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Unfortunately, the bad news is we are facing a fiscal tsunami that's unprecedented, nothing like 2009. It is terrible. And instead of laying off bloated administration or even cutting their pay 15% like I suggested, and like some other groups have suggested, they cut 19 teacher positions. This is insanity. Monica, you know, I sometimes think I'm in the Twilight Zone. We've got to switch over the school board. We've got to take it back.
Absolutely, 100%. How can people find out more about your campaign and what your issues, what your solutions are as well?
As I said, watchdogjeff.com. And being a former military officer, police officer, I'm a team player. So I'm going to be a team player, but I'm going to really try to twist some arms on that school board so we can make changes. And I'm really promoting Craig Westner and Matt Montanese, who I think you're going to have on the show later.
We had Matt on earlier. And Craig Westner's, I believe, Craig is going to be joining us tomorrow at 10:40. So we'll hear from him as well.
Yep, Lieutenant Colonel Craig Westner. So we're both Lieutenant Colonels, so we'll get along great. And Air Force. No offense to the Army, but...
Yeah, but that's what we need. Some military people getting on these boards for the kids to teach them the straight and narrow now and what discipline is. So, but Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today. And, you know, I'm behind you 100%, and I hope to see your name on election night, just bright and shiny out there, along with Craig Westner and Matthew Montanez as well. So, Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today, and get out there and get campaigning.
Thank you, Monica.
Have a good one. All right, let's do this now. Caller number, let's say 5. Caller number 5, 884-9910. You're going to pick yourself up one of those Trump T-shirts that say, if you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. Get on those phone lines, 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And big congratulations going out to John Murrieta. Appreciate your listening today, John. And I hope you love your T-shirt and you wear it loudly and proudly. And especially, come on out and rally with us on Saturday at the Capitol. We're getting more information as this comes in, but I think it's going to be a party. I think it's going to be a big party. So hope to see you there. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show, live and local. And I know I haven't been on too much local today, and I apologize for that. We've been talking about some national things, the Google antitrust lawsuit that the Department of Justice is filing. And all I can say is it's about freaking time. This is a big deal. I mean, this goes back to the, we haven't seen something like this come around since the AT&T days, you know, Ma Bell and all that good stuff. And this is what we should be dealing in. Everybody is hyper-focused on the election right now. Hyper-focused. I like to look at it more of, I know who I'm voting for. I don't think, in my personal opinion, there are a whole lot of undecided voters out there. When you look at the support being given to Joe Biden, literally, financially, and in public, of the rioters, the Antifa members, the BLM, the people that support them, the murderers, the tortures, it's just crazy. Still, you log on to BLM's website, Black Lives Matter, and you donate to them, that money goes to the DNC, all through their Act Blue little game that they're playing there. But I want to make you very aware of this. And what we've seen so far, and what we continue to see, I was watching an update last night on the riots and places that these things are still going on that the mainstream media doesn't tell you about, because they did what they were told to stop covering all of the fires and the looting, which is still going on, because it was helping Trump. Well, they're still out there, and they're like cockroaches in the night. November 3rd, celebration of resistance in Black Lives Matter Plaza. We start this phase of the election season strong and in the streets. November 4th through the 7th, respond to the likely coup attempt. Continue to mobilization in large numbers for marches and other actions. It's like, really? This would be a good time for affinity groups to plan disruptive actions to respond to scenarios they are particularly concerned about. You mean that Trump is going to win by a landslide? Even though the Democrats and the left have been trying to steal this election with all those phony mail-in ballots out there? November 8th through the 11th. No more business as usual. The lame duck Congress is planning to try to return the week of November 8th. You can't have business as usual while we're having a coup. This is a great time for affinity groups to plan actions to prevent Congress from returning. Yeah. Other actions? That's what burning, looting, destruction, that's pretty much what all that falls into, that category. what we have seen already is not even going to come close to what we are going to see election night and for probably weeks after that until it is dispersed. Please be prepared. Even in places here like Reno, you think we're away from it all. You know, it's not the big city. It's not like New York or San Francisco where things are just going to go crazy. But that resistance is still here. The resistance to law and order, the resistance to individual freedom, the resistance to America. I just want you to be prepared. Do your shopping now. Because, hey, what does it matter if you've got an extra month's worth of food and water stocked at your house? It's not like you won't go through it. And 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call
884-9910. The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And every day. Whatever time you can give me, even if it's listening online or it's checking out the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. Make sure you log on today and answer today's poll question, courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. And that is, do you, still can't believe this is actually happening finally, do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? They've played us for so long with the information that you search, with what they give you, with the information that is, you notice it says sponsored, the ads. You have to make sure that you're not clicking on an ad that is disguised as a story. This has been going on for a long time. And, you know, I'm just as guilty. Every single email that I have, except for one, and that is Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Every single one I have is a Gmail account. So I'm just as guilty. But at what point do we say, you're too big? It seems strange because we want people to succeed. We want businesses to succeed. That's capitalism. That's here in the great country of the United States of America. But at what point does a company get so big that it just squashes anybody who tries to compete? I mean, who knows if the social media giants will come down? Who knows if Amazon will be next? But for right now, do you support the DOJ's antitrust lawsuit against Google? Answer that poll question at 991fmtalk.com. And just a little quick note for yesterday's question. Do you agree with Representative Lee Zeldin's call for a criminal FBI investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden? 91% of those participating in the poll, thank you, said yes. Well, speaking of Joe and Hunter Biden, we have a very special guest joining us right now, and that is Aaron Perini. Aaron Perini joins us on the show, and Aaron, wow, talk about protecting your favorite candidate or protecting and keeping information from the public. And that is all about the laptop. Aaron Perini joins us. Aaron, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Aaron, the big thing about this laptop is Joe Biden has been asked about the situation. He's saying it's just another, you know, just another witch hunt against him. But why would lawyers and Hunter Biden himself be trying to get this laptop back if it were not real?
Well, that's one point. And you know, the thing is that Joe Biden hasn't denied the validity of the laptop, that it's true, that it's real, and that those emails are real. Nobody has, because that they are, in fact, real. And that opens up the further, you know, litany of questions regarding what Joe Biden knew when it came to his son's foreign business dealings, because it's clear that he has said multiple times before he didn't know anything and he never talked to his son about his foreign business dealings. That is clearly false. And it leads questions to, you know, the emails pertaining to whether or not he was getting a cut of things. Listen, we want to make sure our president is fighting for the United States and not selling out to foreign countries. It's so important. And so there are so many questions, and the media is doing its best to absolutely not ask those questions.
Which, if you flip this script, I mean, this is almost exactly what they were saying, that Donald Trump, our president, and his family were doing, yet they weren't. It's the Biden family that was doing this, and yet now there's no coverage on it.
Well, that's right. I mean, if anybody with the last name Trump did anything like this whatsoever, you would see people just absolutely freaking out, and you would see breathless coverage of it. But again, this is just another example of the media double standard, the standard which is how we treat the president and how we treat his family is one thing versus how you treat everybody else and how you treat, specifically the Bidens. I think it's pretty clear that there are some large questions now regarding Joe Biden and what happened with business dealings. And if anything similar happened, you're right, they would be all over it if it involved the Trump family.
Well, and I believe that this is information that the public should know before casting their vote. And in a lot of places, including here in Nevada, early voting has already started. It's well underway. It's not like you can take your vote back once information comes out. So just for the people out there, cast your vote wisely. We've got a poll question today. Do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? Are we going to see anything in the future, particularly against places like Twitter and Facebook, who actually take legitimate information, information that has been told to us by the, you know, the Bureau of Investigations and all of these different agencies that is factual, but they're keeping it from the general public? Are we going to see anything against these corporations?
I certainly can't get ahead of anything when it regards the DOJ, but, you know, obviously the work they're doing is to protect America, and it's so critical. Especially these kind of antitrust lawsuits are so important. So we'll see what the DOJ does. But President Trump, you know, he wants to make sure that our country allows everybody to succeed and that you can't crowd out the market. He believes in the foundations and the fundamentals of our nation and how it was built, and that is the work his DOJ pursues.
Debate coming up. We've seen the rule changes, and it's going to be interesting because our president has such a rich, booming voice. I have a feeling that even if his mic is muted, his information is going to get out there. But this is not on the list of talking points for the debate, and that is bringing up Hunter Biden, bringing up any connection that Joe Biden might have with the Ukraine, with the Chinese. Is that something hopefully we can hear from the president just to bring it up?
I do think if the moderator is not asking questions pertaining to Joe Biden, his foreign business dealings, what these revelations between the New York Post and Fox News have brought forward regarding the laptop and the emails on it, I would not be surprised to see President Trump push on this, because it is such an important topic that we know if someone who wants to be Commander-in-Chief of the United States was allowing his son to sell access to him, to foreign nations to try and sway the opinion. I mean, those are huge things that need to be looked into.
It, absolutely, 100%. And we've seen the photographs, we've seen the statements from, or we've heard the statements from Joe Biden himself that China's not a problem. China's not an issue. Russia is the problem. And I think the American people need to know how Joe Biden is going to treat China if elected, which I don't think is going to happen. But, you know, there's always those what ifs.
Well, yeah, I mean, and here's the thing. If past pattern is any, insight into the future, we know that Joe Biden doesn't take China seriously. He said, like, in one of his infamous, come on, man, they're never going to eat our lunch. Joe Biden's coziness with China to bring them into the World Trade Organization, to allow for that to happen, cost Nevada 16,000 jobs. That is a huge amount of people who lost paychecks because Joe Biden was more of a cheerleader for China than he was for the United States. And let's remember that Joe Biden also signed away jobs with NAFTA. He also wants to do away with the Trump tax cuts, which would put our business tax rate higher than that of, what do you know, communist China. If past indicators are any sign of what you will get with Joe Biden and the radical left, you see time and again that it is things that would absolutely decimate the United States.
Well, I'm waiting for the economic information to come out, but I believe that China has now surpassed the United States in prosperous economy. So we're not the big guys anymore. And I believe that has something to do with the Obama administration and Biden's hands in it. But that's just my opinion. So, Aaron Perney, thank you so much for joining us. Aaron is the press communications director, and I know you've got a lot of other things to do. So thank you for joining the show and bringing us some great information.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So looking into, I'm just getting a text here, and I'll kind of go along with you on this. This is my personal booker. And so any interest in having Mayor Giuliani on tomorrow to discuss Hunter Biden? So we're going to put a little thumbs up and a hell yes. There you go. So hopefully at this time tomorrow, we will have America's mayor, as we used to call him, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, join us. Absolutely love, love, love that. All right, so we'll get Lauren working on that. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text 884-9910. I know he has got something hella good to say because he has been trying to get through ever since yesterday. So joining us right now, Mark, thanks for being patient and calling back in. I can't help it. I just keep booking all these people to talk, and I need to listen. I need to talk to my listeners. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
So I got three quick things. So the first one is, you remember back in the day when the Brits tried to take us over and they told us, hey, give us your guns. Do you remember what we did to them?
We shot them.
So, you know what? I'm kind of thinking this is going to turn out to be the same way with these Democrats, except they're not asking for our guns. They're going to take our guns. I don't think that's going to happen. But my last thing that I want to say is I'm a 59-year-old hardworking white man. And you know what? If this country does become socialist, I can adapt to that very well. The Democrats, I get half of everything that they own, and I will take it.
That is a good idea. But you know what, Mark, I think they're going to be coming for a lot more than just our guns. They're going to be coming they're going to be coming for our property. They're going to be coming for, you know, we've talked about tracking and people are kind of coming up to it with this COVID thing of how they're tracking people, how they're getting around, where they are. You know, they're also working with Amazon and these other places, big corporations like Walmart. Trust me, everything that you've ever had delivered to your house, food stores, extra water, whatever, they know. And
yes, they
can
do.
Also be confiscated. What do they say? In the interest of the public. So if you have too much, it doesn't matter what it is, they can take it and give it to others in a state of emergency if we come into martial law.
Hey, let me tell you something. In Steamboat, there's a nice little house. He's got Biden signs all over the place. Wait till I go knock on his door and say, you got to move out. I'm taking half of your house, and I don't think you're going to want to live with me. So,
Mark,
you know,
thank you.
I can adapt.
Yeah, we can adapt. And by the way, to correct you, we are already a socialist country. They're pushing for the Marxism. So we've already given enough of our freedoms up for others. We need to take and keep what we have. Mark, thank you so much for calling back into the show. Sorry I had to put you off for so long because I know you are a busy man. Take care, and I will talk to you again soon. This is your show, whatever you want to talk about, but I only get 2 hours. So we're going to wrap it up, and I'm going to get back on my texting here with Lauren and see if she got me Giuliani for tomorrow. I'm kind of excited. I admire the man, unlike all the other news agencies out there who just bag on him and call him senile as well. I'll take Mayor Giuliani over Joe Biden any day. We'll be back right after this to wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
JKFT
92.3 FM
you
Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
Oh, we just need to keep sharing those opinions. Try to come together on something. You know, people used to be able to come together on sports. Didn't matter who you were sitting next to. If, you know, if your team won, it was all hugs and woo-woos and, you know, share a beer with perfect strangers. But now they've even taken that. They've politicized that. Even the players have. And it's killed it. Killed it. Worst ratings in history for the NBA games. And I believe it's going to be that way for all of them. A lot of people sticking to their guns with the support of Black Lives Matter and the kneeling for the anthem. That's it. People are done. It's going to be a lot of money out of their pockets, which I'm okay with. They were making too much money to begin with. But hey, if people are willing to pay it, I mean, if people are willing to pay me to go out and do nothing like that, I'll take it. Heck. Let's wrap up the show, the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk with a couple of your texts. Thank you so much. Hello. I heard that the U.S. Senate has a 73% chance to go to the Democrats. I hope you heard different. Thanks, Sam. Sam, I hate to tell you this, but yeah, it does. Because there are a lot of people out there that just will not believe the truth. And they're not getting the truth. They're listening to the mainstream media. How do you think the people over at CNN and MSNBC and all the other, they still have jobs? Even though their legal expert, you know, feels that it's okay to play with himself while on a Zoom call. Well, I'm sorry, I thought it was muted. What? What does it matter if it's muted? You're still touching yourself during a call with colleagues. He apologized to his family. He's just like, really? You're going to accept that apology? He's just that type of person. That's just disgusting. But this is the people that some are listening to. Also, quickly, I've lived in Canada for more than half of my life, and I've seen what a failure socialized medicine is. Yes, they tax the luxury items, tobacco, alcohol, but they also tax gasoline. Gas is like $6 or $7 a gallon up there. How would you like to live under those circumstances? Thank you so much for that text. Those circumstances are coming. They are coming if we don't flip everything red and vote Republican. Fiscal responsibility. They haven't been so responsible lately, but we'll change that. We, the people, will change that. Vote Republican. Get out and vote today. I'm going to go be a poll watcher tonight. Love you. Have a great day. I'll check you tomorrow with Rudy Giuliani. Ooh.